Good afternoon. A few scattered clouds across interior New York and New England, keeping the temperature in the high 50s to around 60 in spots. But where skies were clear, we dropped way down in the 50s, even some 40s, and across the highest terrain, even dipping back into the middle and upper 30s overnight and now for early this morning. So a little bit of a crisp start to the day, but a nice afternoon expected. With a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control, we'll see temperatures rebound back up into the middle and upper 70s on average. With a weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere passing through, one or two showers or thunderstorms may fire, especially out in the Mohawk Valley, into the Adirondacks and parts of the Green Mountains, but in general, most of the region will stay dry on this Wednesday afternoon. Overnight tonight, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies. Still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm across the higher terrain, with readings dipping back into the 50s once again. Tomorrow, a more potent disturbance will swing in from the Great Lakes around a big trough of low pressure, which is centered over top of New York and New England. This energy will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms for just about everyone in the afternoon tomorrow as highs reach into the upper 70s. We'll be in between disturbances on Friday. Sunshine to start the day, however, clouds will come back in with highs pushing into the lower 80s. The weekend will feature that trough of low pressure slowly filling in and lifting out to the north and east. With disturbances still moving into and through the trough, we do run the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday with highs near 80, and just a slight chance of a few showers or thunderstorms on Sunday and Monday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds with highs staying in the lower 80s. It looks like we'll dry things out through midweek next week with highs back into the lower and middle 80s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the wet pattern in place will continue from the Great Basin across the central and southern Rockies and into the southern plains today. Ample monsoonal moisture with a frontal boundary in place will allow for shower and thunderstorm development with locally heavy rainfall at times. The heavier showers could lead to flash flooding in some areas, especially urban areas, and burn scars. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms associated with an area of low pressure located about 1,300 miles east of the southern Windward Islands remain limited. The circulation of the system is well organized, however, and the low could develop into a tropical depression later today or tomorrow while it moves generally west-northwestward near 15 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 25 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a south wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 54, 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30 inches even, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 40 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 74 degrees, the low 58. The average temperature 66, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 6.85 inches for the month, which is 2.99 inches above normal. And 25.18 inches for the year, which is 2.75 inches above normal. There was one cooling degree day in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 228. That's 28 above normal. And 411 for the season, which is 63 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 100, set in 1933. And the record low, 44, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m., sunset this evening 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and comfortably mild today with low humidity and just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-70s. A scattered shower or storm tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds and comfortably mild today with low humidity and highs near 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, comfortably mild today with low humidity, and a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A scattered shower or storm tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, comfortably mild today, low humidity with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, comfortably mild today, low humidity with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon in the upper 70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday, lower 80s. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms both weekend days, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday, with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, highs in the lower to mid-80s to start next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.